What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. We're talking with Dustin in New Jersey. And Dustin, take it away.
Let me restart that. So a former defense minister admitted to helping ISIS on the battlefield, giving aid and comfort to ISIS or these proxy armies, you know, Al-Zinki, the 33, what do they call it, the 32 flavors of jihad, right? But
yeah.
Yet, when the person asked him if he would help a Hezbollah soldier on the battlefield, he goes, no. So this is who these people are siding with, okay?
Yeah.
You know, not everybody in Israel, but like the elite, the small group over here, the Mike Pompeos, the John Boltons, you know, and on the other side, the Hillary Clintons, the Obama, that's who these people are helping,
yeah.
Even though they will kill them, you know, like if they had the chance. I still can't understand, like, I know what it's about. It's about a proxy army to, you know, to rule the world, basically, you know, but to use
yes.
these people, you know, but look at all the death. I mean, gee, look at all that death that's been going on since it's gotten, since 9/11, like, it's
yes.
just, it's increased, you know, and I find it rich they blame Iran as a, name an Iran attack where they had driving over people with lorries. That was Wahhabists from Saudi Arabia or that part of that sect, and Germany had it, Britain had it, machetes people getting hacked, we had it, you know. I mean, but we still giving them aid. Trump is, all you Trumpsters
yep.
out there, you know. And Mike, by the way, this isn't it amazing how Trump can manipulate the oil prices by putting. This is not capitalism when you do that. If you put, you are manipulating the oil price, and now the prices go up. And who does that benefit?
The oil companies.
It benefits Saudi Arabia, right? And the oil companies.
It also benefits the U.S. government because the gasoline tax is based on a percentage of the gasoline prices. So as the gasoline prices go up, the tax revenues to the government go up.
And I just, you look at Iran, they haven't attacked anybody in like 200 and something years, but yet they're the state sponsor of terror, and us, Britain, France, Saudi Arabia, and Israel's not in Brussels. I'm throwing them in Canada because they're all part of that same group of people.
We're the good guys. Iran is the bad guys, and we're the good guys.
Well, you know, I don't think the sanctions are going to do any good, though, because India needs the oil, you know,
yes.
and China's not going to say, okay, you know. And Mike, did you mention this last week? By the way, they signed up with the Belt and Road, 17 Arab countries,
yes.
which has not been reported on the news at all. I haven't seen. So,
nope.
You know, they're doing business, we're doing war, and in the end, I think the business is going to supersede the war making because, you know, every country you bomb, they're going to say, you know what, I think we'll go with the Chinese this time because they ain't bombing us. That's it. You know?
Either China or Russia. I mean, there's a clear pattern there. The more the U.S. aggresses against other countries, either militarily or economically, the more these other countries are just turning away and they're aligning with China and Russia. And it's a very, it's a stupid foreign policy. But unfortunately, the people in charge of our foreign policy, they think with their bombs first.
Mike, before I get off that, Zelensky, who won the Ukraine election, he's
yes.
backed by an oligarch named Igor Kolomoisky, and he lives in Israel. And he's very powerful, and he's really rich. So it might be more the
Israel's
same.
Israel's already going ballistic that this is the first Jewish president of a country outside Israel.
Yeah, now, if things change, that's great. I don't see them changing much, if anything. You know, but Mike, have a good show.
Well, I'll be very honest. I'm just glad that Poroshenko is out because I don't think he was doing some good thing. We'll see what this what this new guy does, and you know, it's either going to be better or it's going to be worse. And I realize that's kind of a dumb thing to say, but That's how it always is. Oh, there's been a change. Well, it could be better, could be worse. Who knows? All right, let's talk about the economic news here. And since we were talking about oil anyway, crude oil is actually sliding down. And part of the reason is a State Department official has revealed the wind down period for removing the waivers on Iranian crude exports will take an entire year. So oil prices have erased their earlier gains and fallen below a key technical level. Now, that's obviously good for those of you who live with oil-fired power plants or gasoline-powered cars. But it is rather disconcerting, I think, to have so much of our lives just under the control of these politicians who can just make a statement and send prices through the roof, and we're stuck having to pay them. And I don't think it ought to be that way. All right, we're going to do a shout out now to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining our network here. Over in Austria, they're starting to get a little bit upset. They're saying that the anti-Russia sanctions have cost Austria $100 billion with a B dollars. And this is coming from the former mayor of the city, Linz, Detlef Wimmer, at the International Economic Forum in Yalta. And they're basically blaming the United States of America, saying that they impose these sanctions against Russia and it's harmed the companies of many European countries. But Russia has survived. Crimea has survived. We can see what's been built here in the last 5 years. They're not working. And he's absolutely, absolutely right. If anything, they've made Russia more self-reliant. So, anyway. Now, Elizabeth Warren is proposing a new $640 billion, with a B, student college debt relief program that would also eliminate college tuition for all 2- and 4-year public colleges. Now, as you know, Warren is running for president in 2020, and she, like Alex, you know, Bernie Sanders and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Tulsi Gabbard, they're making all kinds of promises. We're going to do this and we're going to do that. So she's out there with this ambitious proposal, and she's trying to basically create what's called a point of difference. Now, if you work in advertising, you understand what that means. You have a product, and you have a product that's in a very crowded field of competitors. In this case, the Democratic lineup for 2020, there's a whole bunch of them, and they all kind of look more or less the same. So you need a point of difference. Where is this candidate different from the others? And Elizabeth Warren is out there saying, well, we're going to have a tax on the wealthy that is going to be used to ease the debt burden on the students. I'm all in favor of that, by the way. This whole student loan thing was just another scam anyway. To get these poor, lure these kids in with promises of a degree that would lead to a high-paying job, which never transpired. And Warren is pointing out the student debt problem is so great. It's leading fewer people to start businesses. It's reducing home ownership rates. It's forcing students to drop out of school before getting a degree. Not that most of the degrees being offered by colleges these days are worth anything. Art history major, LGBTQ studies. Amazing here. Article coming out of Malachi.mp, would you vote with your feet? And it's talking about the fact that people are now starting to relocate for economic reasons. And, of course, Claire and I are doing that. We're going to do that in the fall. we can't afford to live here in Hawaii anymore. We've already started making inquiries around Indiana, South Indiana, and we were just stunned at what the rents are there. And we should have done this a long time ago. So we're going to be, we're basically going to have to leave almost everything we own behind. We're going to take the computers. We're going to take the musical instruments. Everything else is going to stay behind. And we're going to go to Indiana, and we're going to get ourselves a little ranch-style place because Claire doesn't do well with stairs. And we're going to be able to cut our cost of living virtually in half, which means we're going to have some money to pay up on some outstanding debts that I'd like to clear away. So they had this report, Rich States, Poor States, and it's the Economic State Competitiveness Index. Apparently, Utah is ranked first overall, reflecting its commitment to pro-growth policies, including low income tax rates, a low sales tax, and a business-friendly approach to labor. It was kind of interesting when we were talking to the people we know back in Indiana, and they said, oh, you know, we've got this horrible sales tax. I said, you have no idea how bad a sales tax can be, because the general excise tax here in Hawaii was just raised. They're trying to cover the budget shortfall from this ridiculous okay, hang on a second. Just give me a second. Hi, I'm on the radio show right now. All right, thank you. That was family. Alrighty. In fact, that was family in Indiana, oddly enough. Another story, this one is from My Budget 360. Millennials will be crushed under debt. Non-housing debt now reaches $4 trillion in the United States. The reason for that is very simple. Debt is good business. Get people into debt, plunge them into debt, enslave them to that debt, and they will work themselves to death and give you all the proceeds. Debt is slavery. Debt is enslavement. People need to understand that. You need to get out of debt. You need to not go into debt to begin with. And, you know, it's interesting. I was listening to all these commercials they had the other day about how you know, they're trying to sell all these cars that they can't sell. And it was like $35 down. And, you know, don't worry about your credit. Our credit counselors will get you all set up. And I began to realize that the real business isn't the car sales anymore. It's getting people to sign that loan agreement. I think that's where the big money is. It's keeping you enslaved to debt. That's what's driving this economy. All right, another story. This is actually a YouTube video about Poo Francisco. And it's a mess up there. Apparently, it is so bad. I saw this interactive map the other day. You just can't go anywhere without stepping in human poo. And this is a liberal, progressive city. And I guess, you know, us backward conservative states, you know, we use things like toilets. What can I tell you? All right, let's take a phone call. Mark in North Carolina. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Hey, Mike. You know what? A place you might want to consider, too? Where I used to live before I moved here, Amarillo, Texas, where we're at least around the Texas Panhandle. Cost of living is, you know, there's no income tax. Rents are, you know, comparatively very low. House prices are still low. You can still get a nice house for under $100,000. your land isn't expensive either there, and the climate is, other than if you, you know, the wind, there's a lot of wind, but other than that, the climate is beautiful because it's not, it's dry, it's 4,000 feet above sea level, and it's on a continent, and it's, you really don't feel a lot of humidity or anything like that, even if it gets like to 100 degrees. And you're close to cities like Albuquerque, you're not too far from Albuquerque, Oklahoma City, places like that. The only reason I moved here to North Carolina, which isn't too bad, cost to live life, but it rains too much, you know? The only reason I moved here is family. I have a family living here, you know?
That's basically what's driving ours here. I mean, you know, for us, it's either going to be Indiana or it's going to be New England. Because Claire has family in Indiana, and I have family in New England. But just being on the mainland means we're an hour's, you know, if we're in the middle of the country, we're basically an hour's flight from anywhere. And I get a lot of invitations to speak at various symposiums and conventions, but I can't do it from here in Hawaii because I can't afford the airfare. So if I'm in Indiana, you know, even if I have to drive, I'll be able to get on out there and talk to people and get up on that stage and say, look, people, here's what's going on with this country.
Problem with New England, though, is it's very expensive also. You know, if you go way up into New England, I mean, way up into northern Maine, northern New Hampshire, northern Vermont, you might do okay. But for the most part, New England is also a very expensive place. Not to mention it's cold. I used to live in Maine for a while, and for 6 months, I had to get out of there. It says the winters were never, you know, the winters just kept on going and going. You went out. Yeah. I went out a lot of times. Snow was actually literally waist deep. I used to have to drive to work because I lived in Lewiston. I had to drive to work in Portland, and the snow, you know, it was dangerous driving like that. Plus, I was working night, and you know, I was tired driving back and all that. And you know, I got stopped one time by a state trooper. He says, look, I just want to tell you something. We got animals here. He knew right away from out of state. I'd moved actually there from New York at the time. And he says, we got animals here, meaning moose, that you don't want to hit one of them, you know?
No, you
and
don't.
He could tell I was tired. He knew right away I wasn't drunk or anything. Like, I hadn't been drinking. You can tell I was, you know, I was working nights there. And he said, you want to be real careful, okay? Because of the kind of animals we got here. So, I mean, it can be rough. I mean, but of course, if you live like in northern Maine, Lewiston probably isn't too bad still, where I did used to live. And the further up north, I guess, would be less. But again, you better, you know, you're going from one extreme to the other. A lot of
Well, you know, Claire and I have pretty much decided it's going to be Indiana, Kentucky, someplace around there. And, you know, again, it's because we want to be close to family. There are little people that I get to annoy and harass. As they grow up, I get to teach them about dinosaurs and astronomy and things like that. Claire doesn't do well in cold weather, which is why we've kind of already ruled New England out. But we're still going to go up there for, you know, visiting family. But we want to get off this island before the war starts.
You should stay in southern Indiana then too, because the northern Indiana brutally cold, you know. When I used to live in Amarillo,
southern Indiana is where we're looking. Southern Indiana is where we're looking.
When I used to live in Amarillo, I used to go back and forth to see my sons who were in college at the time in upstate New York, and I used to drive, and during a winter, boy, I'll tell you, the trip, you know, driving from, you know, once you start hitting the Midwest, when you start hitting, Missouri wasn't too bad. Once you start hitting Indiana and Ohio, and getting into, you know, upstate New York, boy, look out, you know. So, but southern Indiana shouldn't be too bad. Hey, look, I wish you guys the best, you know.
Thanks an awful lot. We're trying to pull this all together. I don't want to have to do a GoFundMe page, but, you know, we may be forced to do that. We're going to have to leave everything behind here in Hawaii. Anyway, Mark, got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Hi. How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go right back to the phones here to Doreen in Vancouver. Aloha, Doreen. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hello, Mike. Yeah, I was just listening to Justin, which I enjoy his phone calls in all every day. He kind of wants to know just what's going on in the world, like this mm-hmm. is happening and that. But I came across a YouTube link. It's called Giants Who Really Rules the World. And Abby Martin, she does a thing on it, and it explains everything what the elite is doing and how they do it, mercenaries, and it's unbelievable. There's actually a book called Giants, the Global Power Elite, William Robinson. But anyway, that's it. And then I know about the being on the outside, listening to the, you know, the American election, which happens in Canada as well. But it does, to me, it doesn't matter who they vote in. They're both owned by the same people. The owners, yeah. It's like having a race, two racehorses in one race, and you own both of them. If one wins, it doesn't matter who wins. They still control the government. Democrats or Republicans, to me, being on the outside and seeing what's happening, because Trump and Hillary's family are the same elite. They're married into the elite. And, you know, even if Hillary had got in, it would have been the same thing. Maybe a little faster than what's happening. But
yeah.
I noticed things are happening. Like, to me, Trump was a, if I had a choice, I would have gone with him. But he's a showman. And then you get a comedian in Italy that gets voted in. And now you get a comedian voted in the Ukraine. It seems like it doesn't matter. The people are searching for something. Anyway, that's what I thought. I thought Dustin could look at that link and giants who really rule the world, and he'll get all the information he wants to know. And I really enjoy your show, Mike and Claire, and thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Mike. Okay. Bye-bye. Enjoy your show.
Bye-bye. All right, we're going to switch over here to Fred in Harbor Springs. Aloha, Fred. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael, I've got a question that is really in your neighborhood. I'm not really a global warming advocate. I think it's all a bunch of baloney. But
yep.
I read a story in Breitbart this morning that said that Hawaii is being flooded because of global warming and the sea is rising. any ideas? Did you see that?
We're not seeing it here. In fact, if anything, it's been a very cool spring. Now maybe it's because we've lived here for a very long time and we're just used to it. But as far as Claire and I are concerned, it has been very, very cool. It's about 80 degrees right now, which is comfortable for us. But during the night, it does definitely get down to, it does get down into the 60s.
Well, I'm sitting in my back porch right now after like 180 inches of snow and enjoying the sun. But I guess the point I was trying to make, Michael, is that they were showing pictures of roads, okay,
yeah,
in Hawaii being flooded, and they were saying it could because the ocean is rising because of global warming. Have you seen that? I mean, can you inform me?
I haven't.
Go to Breitbart. They said they were showing like Hawaiian cities where the roads are just, and the beaches and everything are gone, you know, because of the rising sea levels. So I thought you might know something about that, but you might look that up because
I'll certainly look it up here, but I haven't heard anything here locally. Now, there are certain stretches of roads along the coastline that during high tides will become flooded. But that's kind of a normal thing around here. So I'm looking at Breitbart.
Yeah, it's not global warming. Okay. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Let's see. I'm not seeing it here. I'm not getting a result for Hawaii's searches. So,
flooding roads in Hawaii, and I saw that this morning. So, I thought
it's not there anymore. It's not there anymore. So, I'm just going to look
okay,
at this. Emily Rychakowski in her thong that seems to have taken over. Okay,
thanks, Mike.
Fred, got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials.
Hey,
back with another phone call after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com, or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof. Pay for a drink if you gotta have proof. Distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones to James in Sacramento. Aloha, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. Aloha. The first thing is I want to give a shout out to Lenny from LA, and this is short. I love that guy. You know, if he can contact more of the blacks in his neighborhood to make them realize that back in the 60s and 70s, we used to get along.
Yes.
You know, I mean, you know, the LA County sheriffs didn't get along with them, but everybody else got along, you know? And then the other thing that has to do with the, thing with, Harvey's his mamas. I mean, it blows my mind. You know, I mean, they fight amongst each other. It's just the way the Catholics and the Protestants fight among each other. And even in the Jewish culture, there was the two Jewish factions that always fought amongst each other. Everybody fights amongst each other in their religions. And it just, you know, because what was it? Abraham had Sarah. She was barren.
Yes.
So she allowed him to have a child with her slave, a servant, you know, and that was Ishmael. And then Sarah had Isaac. So And there you go. And the war goes on from there. And then the other thing I have to say is that, you know, when you look at human past, we would build walls for animals. They were small walls. And when you look at some of the fortifications that were made thousands of years ago,
yeah,
they had huge walls. The only reason you have huge walls is because man was fighting man a long time ago.
Yes.
And it's been going on forever, you know. And I'm going to close with this. Rod Serling has one of his shows called Elergy. And the guy that winds up, you know, poisoning those dudes from the spaceship that lands on the asteroid.
Yes.
And he, as they're dying, he tells me, he goes, wherever man is, there can be no peace. You know? And it's something that's stuck with me ever since I was a kid. You know? And then as far as contributing to your stuff, I bought the thing that was on your line called the most expensive coffee cup. I don't know if you remember that.
I remember the most expensive
coffee cup. So, you know, and that's it, man. You know, all right, brother. Carry on a good show, man.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are now open again if you want to call on in. Okay, we're talking about the economic news here. And Donald Trump's tariffs are not really working out. And just to pick one of them out to pick on, his tariffs on washing machines, basically they're costing consumers $800,000 in order to create a $43,000 per year factory job. So it wasn't really thought through all the way. It's just costing the American people more to buy these products. And the importers are just going to go on importing and selling the products. They're not going to set up a factory. It takes a lot of work to set up a factory. I know, because that's what my father used to do. He used to set up manufacturing facilities. That was a lot of work. And you had to get everything right the first time. All the parts coming together and being assembled correctly. Not like computer programming where you can just go back in and edit the software. Okay. Here's another article talking about people who are just getting out of the urban areas and heading for the rural areas. It's America's forced financial flight, fleeing unaffordable and dysfunctional cities. And boy, are they dysfunctional. And they're basically talking about how the rents are going through the roof, which is true. We just got hit with a huge rent increase here. It's kind of what motivated us to say we're going to get off this island, along with the possibility of a mushroom cloud out that window. But it's almost a reversal because, you know, long ago it was rural poverty that drove people to the urban areas for the opportunities there. Now it's reversed. It is the cost of living in the urban environment are driving people back to the rural areas. Of course, I prefer rural anyway. I grew up on a farm. I loved it when we lived in Washington State. And we're certainly going to be looking for a rural environment when we move to Indiana. Okay, apparently Theresa May was looking at a major reshuffle of her cabinet, but apparently that is now on hold because of a new delay in Brexit. And apparently 3 out of 5 party members plan to refuse to vote Tory in the Euro elections. This thing is a huge mess. It should have been over by now, but everybody is out there still trying to get their way. The Remainers want to remain. The Brexiteers want out. Looking at the immigration situation here, it is now estimated that 800,000 illegal immigrant children will enroll in the U.S. schools by late 2020. This is more financial pressure on you, the American taxpayers. And apparently 50,000 students will enroll in California, 36,000 will enroll in Texas. They're just pouring on in here, and they're absorbing resources. Now, this is a story that is a little concerning. Apparently, armed Mexican troops disarmed two United States soldiers while they were on the American side of the border. So, U.S. Northern Command said that 5 to 6 Mexican military personnel crossed the border and questioned two U.S. Army soldiers who were conducting border support operations. Now, the U.S. soldiers were in an unmarked Customs and Border Protection vehicle near the southwest border near Clint, Texas. Officials confirmed the Mexican troops were armed. They raised their weapons when they saw the U.S. soldiers, took a pistol from one, put it in the Customs and Border Protection vehicle, and the two Americans just sort of backed down. They didn't want to escalate the situation. Okay, well, first of all, Trump needs to have that ambassador from Mexico over for a little bit of a talk. There should not be U.S. military personnel on our side of the border interdicting our military personnel. Now, Mexico is out there saying, well, they're trying to look after the safety of the illegal immigrants, because apparently there are these vigilante militias that are now patrolling the border trying to send the migrants back. Well, if the government of Mexico is so concerned about the safety of the migrants, turn them around. Send them home. They really shouldn't be here. And I find it very alarming that the FBI is out there arresting these militia groups, or the leaders of these militia groups, who are just trying to enforce our borders. So they can enforce these militia leaders. They can arrest these militia leaders. They won't arrest the illegal immigrants. It's just a totally screwed up mess here. And even worse, apparently, human smugglers in Arizona are now firing on the Department of Homeland Security agents with AK-47s. This is now becoming an armed invasion of our border. Why is Donald Trump not sending the army down there to shoot back at these people? This is totally out of control. Totally out of control. Anyway, on Saturday, the FBI arrested Larry Hopkins, the leader of an armed group that is blocking undocumented migrants after they cross the U.S.-Mexico border into New Mexico. And the arrest came 2 days after the ACLU accused the group of illegally detaining migrants, and New Mexico's Democratic Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham ordered an investigation. Now, Hopkins, also known as Johnny Horton, was arrested in Sunland Park, New Mexico, on a federal complaint charging him with being a felon in possession of firearms and ammunition. Now, a spokesman for the United Constitutional Patriots said, "We're not worried about it. He's going to be cleared." Hopkins is the national commander of the UCP, which has had around half a dozen members camped out on a rotating basis near Sunland Park since late February. Well, I'm not normally in favor of vigilantism, but somebody's got to do something, and clearly the government is dropping the ball. They've got troops down there. They've got Department of Homeland Security down there. They've got Border Patrol. What do? They welcome the people across the border, give them a work permit and a court date for which most never show up, and let them go into a country where there are almost 100 million legal citizens unable to find work. This is just utterly, utterly insane. Now, Mexico is out there complaining over the armed groups on the U.S. border. And again, look, if you're that worried about the health and safety of the illegal immigrants, stop them on your side of the border. That'll solve the problem. Okay, over in Austria, apparently their interior minister, Herbert Kickl, sent a letter to the EU Commission warning of a renewed migrant crisis this spring and calling for immediate preventative measures to be taken. And he cited that a huge number of migrants from Turkey will be heading to Europe once the weather improves, which it's doing right now. Kickl stated in the letter, there is an imminent crisis as he believes plans are ongoing for a large-scale migration from Turkey to Europe. Based on data released by the European Police Authority, Europol, tens of thousands of migrants are already in the region, including 60,000 in Greece, another 5,000 in Bosnia-Herzegovina, and another 5,000 in Serbia. Now, over in Hungary, they put up a fence. They put up a 10-foot razor wire electrified border fence, and it's protecting their country from mass immigration. And a mayor in Hungary, Laszlo Tarczai, is looking at this 100-mile fence. He's saying, it saved our town. Was erected back in 2015, and he says it hopes it will inspire the United States. Now, I remember not too long ago, there was this company that said they could build the entire 2,000 miles of needed fence from the Rio Grande to the Pacific Ocean for less than what was budgeted for the concrete and steel monstrosity they're building now. And yes, it would be a razor wire fence topped with razor wire, and it would be electrified. And it looks good to me. But again, nothing is being done. This is another area in which Donald Trump has dropped the ball. He's not keeping his promises. He talks a lot. He talks a good shop. Nothing is getting done. The vaccines are not getting any safer. The elections aren't any more honest. Medical costs are still sky high. The illegal immigrants are still pouring across the border. I'm sorry, Donald Trump is a failure, as far as I'm concerned. Now, Russia has built a fence 60 kilometers long on the Crimean border with Ukraine. And in September of 2017, the Federal Security Services, the FSB branch of the annexed Crimean Peninsula, announced an auction to build a 2-meter-high fence bordering Ukraine. And according to reports at the time, the fence was estimated to cost $2.8 million for 60 kilometers. It's not a bad little price at all here. Now, one thing Trump is doing, he's going to cut off Section 8 housing funds for illegal immigrants. Well, that's a step in the right direction. All righty. Over in Spain, the election authority has banned anti-mass migration populists from the TV debates. They're getting ready to have their elections. There's a populist leader who's campaigning on Make Spain Great Again, and he's been kicked off the televised debate because he's opposed to mass migration. Well, again, who's behind all of this? Well, we know George Soros is. But the Atrus Media Network was ordered to drop Vox leader Santiago Abascal from its debate after Spain's Central Election Board ruled his appearance would not be proportional to votes cast for the party at elections in 2015, when the then only recently formed party failed to win representation in the national parliament. Now, since then, Vox has enjoyed a huge breakthrough. But they're being kicked out of the debates. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Coming up on the top of the hour, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. We're coming up on the EU elections. And according to the latest polls, Nigel Farage's Brexit party looks to do very well. And for some reason, they're calling it a shock. I don't really find it a shock. I think the people of Great Britain, they want this whole Brexit nonsense to be over. They want what they voted for. And if they don't get it, I think there could be yellow vests in the streets of London. So, okay, there we are. Now, the Democrats, of course, are still out there with their gun grabber stuff. And they're working on a revision to the Violence Against Women Act, which will deny firearms licenses to people convicted of misdemeanor dating violence and misdemeanor stalking. Now, the current bill, it has to be felony violence or felony stalking. Now they want to lower it to misdemeanor in order to deny you your gun rights. So bit by bit, they're trying to chip away with it. And like I said, one of the areas I do not agree with Tulsi Gabbard on is her stance on gun rights and the Second Amendment. All right, so let's talk about Kate Smith, because once again, the PCers are out there just making a mountain out of a molehill. Now, history, of course, is never as clean as we'd like to think. People are not all good. People are not all bad. And you find out that, you know, Ben Franklin, for example, was a publisher, discovered that lightning is just static electricity, but he was also a womanizer. And I guess these days would be called a naturist. Walked around his home totally naked. It's just being a human being. So anyway, apparently the PCers, who have run out of Confederate statues to tear down, are now out after the memory of the late Kate Smith. And of course, she's famous for this song, God Bless America, which she used to belt out a lot. But apparently somebody was doing some digging and discovered two songs that Kate Smith sang back in the early 1930s titled That's Why Darkies Were Born and Pickaninny Heaven. Now, the historical context is very clear. Back in the 1930s, these were considered socially acceptable songs, but not today, and so they want to just tear down statues and ban God Bless America. Somebody had to really look to find those. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. Back with Hour 3 after these few words.
Of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.